Okay, we're learning. We're up to Perek Tes, and we'll begin tonight from Pasuk Tes Zayin. But just to review, so that we know what's going on, because it's been a couple of weeks because of the Yomim Tovim. So in the very beginning of the Perek, we had Avimelech. If you remember, Avimelech was the son of Gidon, right? Gidon passed away. Gidon died at the end of Perek Ches, and Avimelech, his son, comes to Shechem. If you remember, Avimelech was one of the... Gideon, the Pasuk said, had 70 sons. And then he had a Pilegesh in Shechem. And this Pilegesh, this concubine that he had in Shechem, with her he had this fellow by the name of Avimelech. That was his son from the Pilegesh. So Avimelech comes to his family in Shechem, which is obviously his mother's family. Comes to his mother's family in Shechem. And he tries to convince them that he should be the king. Right? Gideon's dead. And he said, I have 70 brothers. Who are you going to choose of the 70? So I'm the only one who's different because I'm the son of a Pilegesh. I'm not one of the regular wives. So therefore, you should choose me as your king. And they were his family members, people in Shechem. It was Mishpacha. So they said, you know, what you say makes a lot of sense. So they gave him some cash. And the Pasuk says that he hired these people who sit at the corners doing not much. He hired some of them, some of these ruthless chevra, and they came back with him to Ophras, where Gideon lived, and he killed his 70 brothers all at once. Right? That was the story, that he massacred the 70 brothers. Well, actually 69, because the Pasuk says that there was one brother who escaped, and that was Yosam. Right? Yosam was the one who escaped. He was the youngest brother, and he managed to hide and to escape. fine. So then the people of Shechem and the surrounding cities made Avimelech into their king. Yosam finds out that Avimelech is now the king over Shechem, and he says, this is not good. So he comes up to Hargrisim, and he screams out, and he starts trying to get the attention of the people of Shechem. They listen to what he has to say, and he proceeds to give them a mashal. And he says, imagine if all the trees of the forest want to appoint a king over them. So they come to the olive tree and they ask him to be the king. And the olive says, I can't be king because I'm too busy giving my oil. So I can't be king. So then they come to the fig tree and they ask, they ask the fig tree to be the king. And the fig tree says, I'm too busy giving my fig, so I can't be the king. They come to the geffen, and they come to the grapevine, and they ask the grapevine to be the king over them, and the grapevine says, I'm too busy producing my wine. Finally, they come to the thorns, and the thorns have nothing, obviously, to give. So they come to the thorns, and they say, will you be king over us? And the thorns say, yes, if you really want me to be king. Right, you're not just mocking me because the thorns, say that we have nothing to offer. But if you really want me to be the king, so then please come and I'll be the king over you. But if not, if you're just mocking me, so then I'm going to get angry and I'm going to hurt you. and now Pasuk Tes Zayin, that's what we're up to right now. So Pasuk Tes Zayin is the nimshal. Right, this is the idea behind this mashal. And we spoke last time about some of the symbolism behind the different, the olive represents, the wise people who try to select a king, and the te'ena, the fig, represents the wealthy people who try to select a king, and finally, and the grapevine represents the other people, and then finally the thorns, which is, of course, Avimelech, who has nothing, right? He has nothing to offer. He's not wise, he's not wealthy, he doesn't have any benefit to give, and that's why we have Pasuk Tes Zayin. So let's begin Pasuk Tes Zayin.
This is Yosam
talking, yeah, he's giving the drasha here. So Yosef in Pasuk Tes Zayin says, "Ve'ata and now, im be'emes uvesamim asisem. If you acted with truth, right, with truth and with simplicity, v'tamlichu es Avimelech, and you really made Avimelech the king, meaning you were serious about it and you want Avimelech to be the king. V'im tova asisem, im yiruval v'im beiso, v'im kigmul yadav asisem lo." He says, "Is this repaying the favor, the good?" Right? Is this repaying the good that Yerubal, which of course is Gidon, did for you? Yerubal, Gidon, he did so much good for you. He saved you from the hands of Midian. Is this the good with which you're repaying him? Is this the gmul, the reward that you're giving to him? And the Ralbag says, essentially what Yosam is saying here is that you guys didn't do this for the right reasons. and it's not going to turn out well. It's not going to turn out good for you. Okay. the Malbim points out here a couple of ideas that are you know implicit in this pasuk. Number one, he says, you know, you thought this would be good, but he says you owe Gido, right? You owe Gido number one because he was the Moser Nefesh for you. You owe Gido number two because he saved you. Those are two separate things. Number one, he put his life on the line for you. He went to bat for you against Midian, and he was victorious and he saved you. That's the Tova and the Gmul, says the Malbim. The Tova is just that he was Moser Nefesh. The Gmul is that he was actually successful and he saved your life. So you owe him. You owe Gideon. Is this how you're repaying him? Pasuk Yedzayin. Va'asher nilcham avi aleichem. When my father fought for you. And again, Vayashlech es nafsho mineger. He put his life on the line. Right? He put his life on the line to fight for you. Vayatzel eschem miyad minyan. Again, focusing on these two elements. Number one, he risked his life. Number two, he was victorious, he was successful, and he saved you. So you owe him for all of these things. Pasuk Yud Ches. Hold on a second. That's strange. I don't have Pasuk Yud Ches here. I seem to only have the odd numbered pages. Okay. Oh, it's okay. Okay, so Pasuk Yud Ches. Ve'atem kamtem al beis avi hayom. So he says that you, the people of Shechem, you rose up against the house of my father today. Ve'tahargu es banav shivimish aleven echas. And you killed his sons, my brothers, right? 70 men on one stone. It's not really 70 because he escaped, right? So it's really 69, but he's rounding up, you know, the 70 brothers. Vatamlichu es Avimelech ben Amaso al Baalei Shechem. And you made Avimelech the king, and it's Avimelech ben Amaso. What's Amaso? His maidservant, meaning he's Pilegesh, right? Gidon's maidservant. Gidon's Pilegesh. I mean, he's emphasizing the point. He's not even a legitimate son. Right, he's a son from a Pilegesh. He's not even a regular son. Al Baalei Shechem, and you appointed him. You made him the king. Al Baalei Shechem. What's Al Baalei Shechem? So the Mefarshim say Al Baalei Shechem means either just the inhabitants of Shechem. That's how Targum Yonasan translates it. And some say Al Baalei Shechem means because the people in Shechem, you know, some of them were very chashuv. So those were the Baalei Shechem. They were the elders of Shechem, so to speak. Ki achichem hu. And he points out, he says, you only did this because he was your brother. So a couple of interesting points in this pasuk. Number one, the Mefarshim don't really pick up on this, but the pasuk says, Vatahargu es banav. You killed. Who really killed the sons? Who really killed his brothers? Well, no, the people of Shechem didn't kill him. Right? Avimelech with his henchmen. They're the ones who killed. But it sounds like what he's saying is that you're responsible. Because you're the ones who encouraged Avimelech. You're the ones who donated to his cause. Right, so it's true that Avimelech was the one who actually carried out the massacre, and he hired these henchmen to do it. But in the end, Vatahargu, you're responsible. Your hands are full of blood, right? Because of you know the support that you gave. We've seen this before, but you see also the idea that when you give support to people who are doing things wrong, in this case, murder, right? When you support them, you have blood on your hands. You're responsible for that murder, Vatahargu. And then also at the end of the pasuk, we're emphasizing Ki Achichem Hu. The only reason why you selected him, the only reason why you chose him, is because he's your brother. It's because he's mishpacha. That's why you chose him. You didn't do it for a good reason. You didn't do it because you felt he would be the best king. You didn't do it because you felt he was the most righteous or he would do something, you know, well. You didn't. That's not why you made this decision. You made this decision purely ki achichem hu, because he's your mishpacha, because you wanted to take care of your brother, so to speak. That's why you did it. That's the wrong reason. Continues Yosam and Pasuk Yutes, Ve'im be'emes uvesamim asisim im yirubal ve'im be'esav hayom. But if you really want to act with truth, and again we have the same language appearing, emes uvesamim, right? We have that in Pasuk Tezayin also, right? If you want to act with truth, okay, and you want to repay that which Yerubal, that which Gidon did, and his house, his household, his family did with you today, hayom azeh, simchu ba'avimelech ve'yismach gam hu bachem. He's saying that if you appointed Avimelech for the right reasons, so then Avimelech will rejoice with you and you'll rejoice with him. It'll be good. Meaning he knows in the back of his mind that they didn't. That's not really what's going on. But Lu Yitzuya, Lamar Zagin, right? If you did, if you appointed Abimelech for the right reasons, because he was going to be the best king, because he's the most righteous, he's going to accomplish the most, that's why you appointed Abimelech, Kivaldik, so that you'll be happy with him, he'll be happy with you, I give you a bracha, everything should be good. That's what Yosef says. However, in Pasuk Chaf, V'imayin, says Yosef, but if that's not the case, if in truth you only appointed Abimelech as king because he's your mishpacha, and really you don't think he's the right guy for the job, and you don't think he has that much to offer, and you don't think he's so righteous, Teitzei Eish Mei Avimelech. So then fire will come forth from Avimelech. And again, keep in mind, this reminds us of that mashal, right, of the fire coming forth. That's the Pasuk Tesvav at the end, right? Teitzei Eish Min Ha'atad, right, that the fire will come forth from those thorns. So here he's saying, the fire will come forth from Avimelech, V'sochal es ba'alei Shechem ve'es beis milo, and that fire of Avimelech will devour the people of Shechem, will devour the people of Beis Milo, that was the neighboring town that also appointed Avimelech as the king. V'seitzei esh mi ba'alei Shechem u'mi Beis Milo, v'sochal es Avimelech. And also your fire will devour Avimelech. So it's going both directions. If you did this for the right reasons, you'll be happy with Avimelech, Avimelech will be happy with you. If you do this for the wrong reasons, Avimelech's fire will devour you, and your fire will devour Avimelech. It's going to be bad. Right? It's going to be bad. And this is a curse of Yosef. And we're going to see, obviously, that this curse comes true. But this is the curse of Yosef. In the back of his mind, all the Mefarshim say, in the back of his mind, he's not asking 50-50 here. He's not saying, you know, what did you do? Was it legitimate? Was it not? He knows it wasn't legitimate. He knows they did it for the wrong reasons. He knows they did it ki achichem. He knows all that. He's, you know, playing nice guy over here. He's saying, listen, if you did it for the right reasons, great, everything will be good. But if you did it for the wrong reasons, and knowing full well that that was the case, he's saying it's not going to be good. You're going to devour him, and he's going to devour you. Pasuk Chaf Aleph.
And he's going to rise up against the town of Shechem. Avimelech, as I said, the fire will come.
He's saying Avimelech's fire is going to devour Shechem, yeah. And Shechem's fire is going to devour Avimelech. We'll see. It's going to come true. Okay. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Yosef is finished with his drasha. He's finished with his, he gives this whole analogy. He gives the metaphor, the mashal, and he gives the nimshal. Now he's done. Now what does he do? Runs. He runs for the hills. Vayanas Yosef, right? Yosef turns around and he flees. Vayivrach, and he runs away. Vayelech Be'era. He goes to this place called Be'er. Vayeshev Sham Ipnei Avimelech Achiv, and he's hiding from Avimelech, right? Because remember, he's the one living son, he's the one living brother. He knows that Avimelech, you know, is probably going to kill him if he finds him. So he gave his drasha, he gave his spiel, he told everybody what he thinks, and now he says, "I'm out of here, right? I don't want to die. I'm out of here." So he runs for the hills and he hides from Avimelech. Pasuk Chav Beis, Vayosar Avimelech Al Yisrael Shalosh Shanim. So Avimelech rules, this language of Vayasar is like Sar, like a ruler, like an officer. He rules over Klal Yisrael for 3 years. Okay? All the Mefarshim point out here that this is an interesting language of Vayasar. We don't find it very often in Shoftim. Shoftim is full of people ruling over Bnei Yisrael. And it never says the word Vayasar. It says Vayishpot, right? He was a Shofet. So here Avimelech wasn't a Shofet. Vayasar, the Mefarshim say, Rashi says that, number one, this was kind of against people's will. Avimelech just basically took the throne. I mean, he kind of, you know, convinced, you know, the people of Shechem to accept him. But at the end of the day, he pushed his way to the throne. He's forcefully, and he's ruling with arrogance. The guy's a Baal Gaiva, right? He's ruling with arrogance, and he thinks he's all that. So that's the Vayasar, says Rashi. It's not a regular leading. And also the Radak points out this also wasn't over all of Klal Yisrael. Even though it's true that Klal Yisrael didn't have a leader right now because Gideon passed away and there was no successor, but in the end of the day, this was only really over-centralized over the people of Shechem in this place based Milo, which was right near Shechem. Now again, you know, it's not like the land of Israel was inhabited at this point, but at the same time, it wasn't over everyone. And also, he didn't help, right? Avimelech did not act like the other Shoftim who got Klal Yisrael in line. Right, all the other shoftim, they encouraged the people of Bnei Yisrael to do tshuva, to repent, to do the good, to, you know, to do what's good in the eyes of Hashem. Avimelech didn't do that. That wasn't his thing. He wasn't interested in that. He wasn't interested in getting people to do tshuva. So because of that, says the Radak, it doesn't say Vayishpot, it says Vayosar. So all of these deficiencies at that time.
Vayosar means what?
Sar is from language of, you know, ruling or being an officer.
So he really wasn't. He wasn't like the other Shoftim, weren't so
correct.
The people of Shechem, his relatives, said, okay, yeah. You're the one we're gonna.
You're the new leader.
What did the rest of Bnei Israel said?
Sounds like, I mean, again, Shechem and Beis Milo accepted him. The rest of Bnei Israel, it doesn't sound like they really accepted him.
That's why they wrote my Yasser.
Well, that's what the Radak says.
Oh, the Radak.
Yeah, the Radak says, because it wasn't over all of Klal Yisrael. Yeah, exactly. And the Rabbah points out that it was just 3 years. He didn't rule for a very long time. He was in charge for 3 years, and then things begin to unravel. As we'll see, Yosem's curse begins to come true. Okay, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Things begin to sour here in the relationship. Vayishlach Elokim Ruach Ra'a Bein Avimelech Uveibale Shechem. So, all, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends this Ruach Ra'a. This is not a spiritual Ruach Ra'a, but the Mepharshim say, Rashi says it just means hatred. Right? At this point, you know, people began to resent Avimelech, the people of Shechem we're talking about, right? His supporters, the Baalei Shechem. They began to resent him, they began to hate him. And the Malbim points out this was a divinely ordained punishment, right? This was Hashgacha, this wasn't just natural. This was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what it says, Vayishlach Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent, you know, this is unnatural. Hashem just all of a sudden, it sounds like, you know, on a dime, people just, you know, turned on Avimelech. They began to hate him, they began to despise him, they began to resent him. Pasuk Chaf Dalin, Lavo Hamas Shivim Bnei Yerubal. So it sounds like that to avenge the theft of the 70 sons of Gidon, Vidomam, and their blood, Lasumal Avimelech Asher Haragosam, to place that on the head of Avimelech, who was the one who killed them, Yalbal Shchem Asher Chizku Es Yadav Laharoges Echav, and because of the people of Shchem, who again supported him in what he did. They were mechazek him to kill his brothers. So meaning Hashem is punishing him. Right? Hashem saw what Avimelech did. It's not going to go unanswered. And Hashem says, okay, I'm going to start to punish Avimelech now for what he did, for the fact that he killed his brothers. And I'm going to punish also the people of Shechem because they supported Avimelech in killing his brothers. So we'll see both of them are going to be punished now. The Radak points out, well, actually, let's look at the next pasuk in Pasuk Chaf Hei. So the people of Shechem, they locked up the city. They did not allow Avimelech into the city. So we'll see in a little bit, the Mepharshim point out, but we see a little bit later, that Avimelech wasn't actually living in Shechem. Avimelech was living in this city called Aruma, which apparently was not so far from Shechem, but it was a little bit of a distance from Shechem. And that's where he lived. I guess sometimes he would come to Shechem to visit or whatever the case was. So the people of Shechem, you know, because they hated him now and they started to despise him, they locked him out. They decided, we're not letting Avimelech into the city. Not only did they lock him out, but they placed groups of people on the surrounding hills to prevent him from coming. That in case he would come, they would come out and they would prevent Avimelech from coming. Now these people, the Pasuk says, were not, you know, they were not the Gedolei Hador, these people. They were not the best and the brightest. Vayigzilu es kol asher ya'avor aleihem badarach. And basically what happened, they were positioned in the mountains, in the wilderness. So what do people do? What do, you know, no goodniks do when they're positioned out in the wilderness by themselves? And keep in mind, that all the Mepharshim point out, there was no real leader here, right? Avimelech was the quote-unquote king, but he wasn't there, and he certainly wasn't really universally accepted, and even at this point, even not by the elders of Shechem. So what do? They start stealing from people. It's basically a free-for-all. You know, it's like the Wild West. They start stealing from people who are passing by. And Vayugal Avimelech, and you know, they tell Avimelech, people tell Avimelech what's going on. And Avimelech, you know, himself, the Malbim says, he avoided this. You know, because he sees what's going on. He understands that people are not really behind him. He hears that they set up these ambushes for him. You know, that when he comes, they're gonna lock him out. I don't think they were going to kill him yet. But they just wanted to push him away. So he says, I'm not getting involved in this. And he stays away. He stays away from the city. Pasuk Chavav, Vayavo Gaal Ben Eved. Interesting character here. All of a sudden, this guy shows up. Gaal Ben Eved. Rashi points out he's from another country. Right? It's not even clear if he was, you know, presumably he was not even Jewish, this fellow, this Gaal Ben Eved. I don't know. You know, but Rashi says he was from another place. He comes to Shechem, ve'echav. He comes with his brothers. Vayavru b'Shechem. They pass by Shechem. They pass through Shechem. Vayiftechu bo v'alei Shechem. And it happens to be that they hit it off. You know, the people of Shechem and this guy, Gaal ben Eved, they hit it off. And what happened? The Malbim says that they actually, you know, until this point, they were, what's the Vayiftechu? They trusted in Gal. So at this point, he says that the people were like a little bit scared of Avimelech, right? They hated him at this point, but they were a little scared. They hadn't even gone outside the city to harvest their crops. They didn't harvest their grapes and other things because they were like a little bit afraid of Avimelech. You know, what's he going to do to them? So they stayed in and they didn't do it. Once Gal came in and they saw this guy's a strong guy, he's got a whole army with him, and they trusted him, Vayiftechu. Then at that point, they went out and they went to harvest their grapes. And they harvested their grapes, and after they harvested their grapes, they made a little party, you know, because after a big harvest, you know, you make a party. And at that party, it says that that the people got all, you know, worked up. They probably drank a little. They got all worked up, and they started cursing Avimelech. Okay. Pasuk Chaf Zayin. Sorry? Oh, there we go. Okay, Pasuk Chaf Zayin. Vayetzu asada, right? So the mountain is giving you a heads up of what's coming. Vayetzu asada, they go out to the field. Vayivtzerus karmehem, and they harvest their vineyards. Vayidrichu, they press the grapes. Vayasu hilulim, and they make parties, you know, after the harvest. Vayavo beis elokehem, and they come to their shuls, you know, to daven and to sing praise to Hashem. Vayochlu vayishtu, they eat and they drink. Vayikalu asavimelech. And they get up and they curse Avimelech. Okay. Pasuk.
Do they praise the shuls or they praise their, were they preaching to other guys? Was it there? Was it Hashem?
That's a good question. I kind of said that the shuls in Hashem, but maybe you're right. You know, Vayavav Beis Eloheim, it could be that they're already doing Avodah Zarah again.
Yeah.
Eloheim sounds like that. You're right. It sounds like that. It sounds like they're doing Avodah Zarah. Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Okay. Vayomer Gal ben Eved. So at this, you know, it's like a big, imagine, like a big rowdy party, right? You know, the people of Shechem, they hate Avimelech at this point, and Gal, this guy Gal ben Eved comes in, and they're hitting it off, and they're having a jolly old time. And at the party, Vayomer Gal ben Eved, so Gal ben Eved says, Mi Avimelech, right? Who's this guy Avimelech? You know, that I'm told he's the king here, he's the ruler, who is this guy? You know, where is he? Umi Shechem ki na'avdenu. And it's like a pep rally. He's like, and who are the people of Shechem to be serving Avimelech, to be subjugated by Avimelech? And you can imagine everybody's like, you know, everybody, yeah, you know. Yeah, exactly. Who, you know, we're too chasha for this. Who's this guy Avimelech who wants to rule over us? What's going on here? Halo ben Yerubal Uzavul Pekido. He says he's the son of Gidon. Meaning, he's only the son of Gidon. He's not Gidon. Gidon was a hush of a guy. He was the ruler. He was the king. He led everybody. He was a general. He defeated Midian. Great. This guy, he's his son. But he has no yichus other than that. He's just his son. He's not special in and of himself. He has no ability. He has no benefit. Right? Uzavul Pekido, and there's a guy, apparently this fellow Zavul, was he was like the mayor of Shechem. You know, after Avimelech was successful in getting himself appointed as the king, he didn't want to settle in Shechem. So he hires this guy, Zvul. Zvul is going to be the mayor. He's going to be the governor of Shechem to rule over Shechem in his absence. And what does Gal say, part of this pep rally? Ivdu es anshei chamor avi Shechem. He says, you know, this reminds me of the case of Chamor and Shechem. Remember in the story of Yaakov, who was the ruler of Shechem? This fellow by the name of Chamor, he was the king of Shechem. Okay, and his son was named Shechem. He named the city after his son, right? So his son was named Shechem. So here, Gal is saying, you know, this reminds me of that original leader of Shechem, Chamor, right? And his son Shechem. Gidon was the ruler. Now his son wants to take over. This guy, you know, Avimelech wants to take over. He's not fit to rule. He's not fit to take over. He just thinks he is because he's the son of Gidon. It's kind of like Shechem, the son of Chamor, okay? And also the Mefarshim point that he's also poking fun at Avimelech by calling him Chamor, right? Chamor is a donkey, not known as like the brightest animals, okay? So he's poking fun at him by calling him Chamor and also alluding to that story of Chamor who was the ruler of Shechem back in the days of Yaakov. Why should we serve him? Right? Why should we serve him? There's nothing to him. He's not good. He's not a good ruler. He's no benefit. So why should we serve him? Says Gal, Umiyiten es ha'am hazeh biyadi. He says, Halavai, I was the king here. I was the ruler over Shechem. Ve'asira es Avimelech. And I would just depose Avimelech. I would demote him. He wouldn't be the ruler anymore. Vayomer la'Avimelech. And he says to Avimelech, and the Mefarshim point out, it doesn't mean he actually says it to him, because he's not there, but he means he either tells Zvul, who was this governor, get the message to Avimelech, or he tells everyone around him within earshot, whoever is listening to this, make sure you tell Avimelech, get the message to Avimelech. Rabbe tzevoacha v'tzei'o. Bring it on. Right? Bring it on, says Gal. Gather up your army, let's see what you can do, and come out and fight me. Right? So Gal is, you know, imagine there's like this big drunken party here, this pep rally, and Gal's getting everybody excited, and he says, I'm going to fight him. I'm going to go after this guy. Bring it on. You know, get your army, and let's fight. Okay. Pasuk Lamed. Vayishma Zvul Sar Ha'ir es Divrei Gaal ben Eved Vayicharapo. So Zvul, who's the officer of the city, he's the mayor of this city, appointed by Avimelech, here's what's going on, and he gets very angry. You know, this is disrespectful, and it's insulting, and he's very angry. Vayishlach malachim el Avimelech bisarma lemor. So he sends messengers to Avimelech. Bisarma, the Mefarshim say, is like bimirma, quietly. You know, he sends them out quietly from the city of Shechem to go quietly and pass the message on to Avimelech to say, Hinei Gal ben Eved ve'echav bo'im Shechema. This guy, Gal ben Eved, with his brothers, with his army, he came to Shechem. Vihinam tsarim es ha'ir alecha. And they are tsarim. Now tsarim, the Radak, I'm sorry, says that tsarim is like matzor. Matzor is a siege. Right? So normally you besiege a city and you don't allow anyone out of the city. So here, says the Radak, it's a reverse siege. Right? Meaning they're locking up the city and not letting you in to the city. Right? So that's the tsarim es ha'ir, that they're besieging the city, so to speak, and not allowing you to come in. The Malbim has a different shot here. And the Malbim says that he was warning Avimelech that Gal is going to come out to your city, Aruma, which was the city that Avimelech was settled in. He's going to come to your city and besiege your city, right? And some say that the word Sarma actually is the same thing as Aruma, right? It's the same. There were two names for that city. One was Sarma and one was Aruma. So different pshat from what that word besarma means. Most of the mefarshim understand that that's what it means. That it means the city Aruma. It's the same city. That's where he sent him to. Pasuk Lamed Beis. So now this guy Zvul, the mayor, the governor of Shechem, is sending this message to Avimelech, and he gives him an eitzah. He gives him a suggestion, and he says ve'ata kum laila. He says tonight, right? Listen to my suggestion, and get up tonight in the middle of the night. Ata v'ha'am asher itach, you and the nation that's with you, the army that's with you, ve'erov ba'sadeh, and lie in ambush in the field. Okay, so he's kind of like, you know, egging him on, that he wants him to come out and preempt Gaal and his army and defeat them. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, v'haya v'aboker kizroach ha'shemesh, and in the morning, when the sun comes up, tashkim, you'll get up early, Uvashatata al ha'ir, and you'll spread yourself over the city, meaning you'll conquer the city, right? You'll conquer the city of Shechem in the morning from this guy Gal, who's now this, you know, who just took charge as the general, and the people of Shechem, who are no longer behind you, who are now are rebelling against you, you'll conquer the city. Vihinehu v'ha'am asher ito yotzim eilecha, and Gal and his army are going to be coming out to greet you, to fight with you. And once you're, you know, you have the upper hand here, you know, because you're going to be ahead of them, you're going to be ahead of the game. And you'll do to him and his army whatever you like. If you want to capture them, you can capture them, says the Malbim. If you want to, says the Mitzvotas Tavit, if you want to kill them, you can kill them. Whatever you want. The Malbim points out that also, once they're out of the city, then conquering Shechem will be a piece of cake. Right? Gal, right now, Gal is the only, you know, strong man in the city here. So once they're out, he and his army are out, so now conquering the city will be easy. Pasuk Lamidal. Vayakom Avimelech v'chol ha'amasher imo. Laila. So Avimelech follows the advice. He follows the advice. And he says, you know what, I'm going to do it. He gets up that night. His whole, all the army that's with him, they get up that night in the middle of the night. Vayervu al Shechem arba arashim. And they lie in ambush against Shechem with four groups. Four, you know, battalions. Now, the Malbim explains that he split the army into four. And he split them up then two by two. You know, two here and two there. Two groups stayed in the field. And they were going to fight Gaal and his army when they came out into the field. And then two groups were going to go, and I guess they were going to go around to the entrance of the city of Shechem, and they were going to block it to prevent Gaal and his army from coming back into Shechem, you know, from retreating back into Shechem. So that's what that's how the Malbim understands it. It wasn't clear to me. I'm not sure why it has to be four groups. Why not just make it into two groups? You know, because it sounds like there were only two places where these groups were stationed. One out in the field, where they were doing battle against Gaal and his men, and then one by the entrance to the city.
North, south, east, and west.
Maybe. It's not clear in the Pesukim like that, but maybe. Okay. But that's what he did. Pasuk Lamed Hey, Vayetze Gaal ben Eved, Vayamod Pesach Shar Ha'ir. Okay, so now we go back to the city of Shechem. You have this guy, Gaal ben Eved. He's the big general, and he comes to the entrance of the city. Okay, he's about to go out, right, to go get Avimelech. Vayakom Avimelech v'ha'am asher ito min hamarov. Okay, and Avimelech and his army, they see Gaal and his army coming up to the gate, and they say, okay, now's the time. And they start to move, right? They get up and they start to move down towards the city of Shechem. Okay? Now the Malbim points out that Gaal did not go out so quickly here, right? It says that Vayamo Pesach Shar Ha'ir, that he kind of stationed himself there, and the Malbim says it's because he was taking stock and making sure that everything was in order. He wanted to make sure he had all his soldiers were in order, and he had all the supplies that he needed. So he brought the army up to the gate, and they all kind of camped. You know, they kind of stayed by the gate for a little bit, and Avimelech thought they were coming out, so he sends his men down. But Gaal hadn't really made his first move yet. Okay, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Vayar Gaal es Ha'av. So Gaal, all of a sudden, Gaal sees some movement in the distance. Again, keep in mind, it's dark, right? It's before sunrise. So he sees some movement on the hills. Vayomer El Zvul. Now Zvul is there, he's the governor of the city. So he turns to Zvul, even though they're not really, you know, friendly. But he turns to Zvul, and he says to Zvul, Hine Am Yorei Merashi Yaharim. He says, look over there. He says, is that people coming down from the mountains? You know, I see some movement over there. Is that people coming towards me? Coming towards us? Vayomrei loves Zvul. So Zvul wants him to get out of the city. So Zvul tries to tell him, no. You're making a mistake. He says, no, it's the shadows. It's playing tricks on your eyes. You know, it's just the shadows of the mountains. You know, it looks like things are moving over there, but it's not people. Because he wants Gaal to be comfortable and to go out of the city. Once Gaal's out of the city, now Avimelech will have a much easier time. If Gaal's still in the city, he's going to have a harder time. So he says, nah, you're just seeing the shadows. You're not really seeing people. You're seeing the shadows. Gaal doesn't buy it. Right? He's too smart for that. So Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Vayosef od Gaal ledaber. So Gaal continues talking. He's looking. He's talking. Vayomer hine am yordim. He says, no. He says, I see people coming down, right? It's not the shadows. It's not my eyes playing games with me. I see people coming down. Me'im tabur ha'aretz. From the tabur ha'aretz. Tabur ha'aretz, Rashi says, was the highest mountain in the region. Was this mountain called Tabur ha'aretz. Tabur, all the Mefarshim say, tabur is like the belly button, right? So it's like the center of the body. So when the body's lying, if you're lying down on your back, so your belly kind of rises, you know, above everything else, you know, most of us. So the belly button's like at the top. So the Tabur Haaretz, that's at the top of that's the highest mountain. And he says, I see these guys coming down from the mountain. V'rosh echad ba miderech elon ma'onanim. And he says, he sees another group coming from the plains of Ma'onanim. So one group was coming down the mountain from Tabor Ha'aretz, one group is coming down from the plains of Ma'onanim. And he says, this is no shadows, right? This is an army coming to me. So Pasuk Lamed Ches, Zvul realizes that he's not going to be able to fool Gaal, so he tries another strategy. He's trying to get Gaal out of the city, so he tries another strategy. So what do? When you have someone who's hesitating and he's a big tough guy, what do? Call him a coward. Right? You call him a coward. Vayomer loves Zvul. So Zvul turns to Gaal and he says to him, Aye Efo Picha. He said, what happened to your mouth? Asher Tomar Mi Avimelech Ki Na'avdenu. It's just yesterday you were gloating. Who's this guy Avimelech? He's such a tough guy that we should subjugate ourselves to him. We should serve him. You know, he says, what happened to you? You know, all of a sudden now you're stiff, now you're quiet, you lost your tongue. You know, the cat got your tongue. What happened here? Now you're being a coward? Zeham Hashem Astavo. He says, you know what? You're right. That is the nation. That must be the people that you hate. Say na atavi hilachem bo. So what are you going to do? You're going to run back towards the city like a little coward? You're going to run back towards the city? You know, you're a big talker. Get out there and fight, right? Mepharshim point out also, he says, you gave your word. You said you were going to fight. You can't go back on your word now, right? So he's playing mind games with him. He's trying to get it out. He's trying to get it out of the city. But it works. So the Pasuk says, Lamites, Pasuk Lamites, Vayetze Gaal. So Gaal says, you know, you're right. I said I was going to fight him. You're absolutely right. And he says, men, let's go. And he goes out of the city, Lifnei Baal Ishchem. He goes out of the city to fight with Avimelech. So here Avimelech has the upper hand. He's better positioned. Pasuk Mem, Vayirdefehu Avimelech. So Avimelech chases Gaal back towards the city. Vayonos Mipanov. Now Avimelech's entire plan did not work. Because keep in mind, he couldn't get, originally he thought Gaal was going to be out of the city. So then he would get, you know, half of his men, you know, around the back at the gate of the city. He wasn't able to do that really because Gaal had just come out of the city and he was still coming down the mountain. So he wasn't able to do that. So, but he chases Gaal back towards Shechem, Vayonos Mipanov, and Gaal ends up fleeing from Avimelech. Vayiplu Chalolim Rabim Pesach Hashar, and they fight them back all the way back down towards Shechem, down towards the gate of Shechem, and they lose, Gaal and his men lose many men, right? They suffer a lot of casualties in this battle. Gaal survives, but they suffer a lot of casualties. Pasuk Mem Aleph, Vayeshev Avimelech Ba'aruma. So now Avimelech goes back to Aruma, right? He beat Gaal back into the city. He doesn't go in and wipe him out. He lets him be for a little bit, and he goes back to Aruma where he was. Vayigoresh Zvul es Gaal ve'esechov misheves b'shchem. But now Zvul is now strengthened by Gaal's defeat, because Gaal was just defeated in battle. So Zvul is now strengthened, and Zvul now, kicks out Gaal and his army and his brothers from settling in Shechem. All the Mepharshim, you know, wonder here, how was Zvul able to do this? Just a couple of psukim ago, Zvul was the minority. He was the one guy who supported Avimelech, because he was an Avimelech appointee. So he was the one guy, but everybody else in Shechem seemed to be on the side of Gaal. So how come all of a sudden, boom, he was able to turn around? So the Mepharshim give different suggestions. The Radak says that maybe the whole time there was a minority of people who supported Avimelech, but they were the minority. And everybody else, you know, was very vocally opposed to Avimelech. But now that Gaal had this defeat at the hands of Avimelech, so the minority was strengthened. And they were able to support Zvul to kick Gaal out of the city. Malbim also says that interpretation. The Ralbag says at this point, Zvul was actually able to convince everyone that Gaal was the source of all their problems. Right? You know, now that Gaal was defeated, you know, he's not all that great, and he's really the source of the problems. And he was able to get them out. And Zudas David said it was after a little while when they got a little stronger, they were able to drive Gaal out. Okay, but either way, they drove Gaal out of the city. Pasuk Membeis, Vayhimi Macharas, and it was the next day, Vayetze Ha'am Hasodeh, so the nation comes out to the field. Meaning, and the Mepharshim say, they went to do their harvest again. They went out to do their harvest. Vayagidu la Avimelech, and they told, Avimelech is told, probably is the spies tell Avimelech that the people of Shechem are coming out to do their harvest. Now, keep in mind, Avimelech's not very happy with the people of Shechem right now. Because what happened? The people of Shechem had turned on him. They had hated him. They had kept him out of the city of Shechem and they put ambushes in the field to prevent him from coming in. And they supported this guy Gaal and his brothers who went out and fought Avimelech. Now, it's true, Avimelech won, right? But Avimelech still is pretty angry at the people of Shechem right now. So what happens? Pasuk Mem Gimel, Vayikach Es Ha'am. So Avimelech says, I'm going to go fight them. Avimelech takes his nation, his people, his army, Vayechetzem L'Shlosh HaRoshim, and he splits them up now into three groups, Vayerov Ba'asadeh, and he again lies ambush in the field, Vayar V'hinei Ha'am Yotzei Min Ha'ir, and he sees the spies were right, the people are coming out of the city to do their work in the fields, Vayakom Aleihem Vayakeh. Right, Avimelech rises up against them, and he kills them. He defeats the people of Shechem. Pasuk Mem Dalet VaAvimelech VeHaRoshim Asher Imo Avimelech and the Roshim. The Mefarshim point out, even though he only had one group with him, because the other two groups, as we're about to see in the pasuk, were in a different place. But Avimelech and his group, some say his group had very Choshim people in it. That's why it was called the Roshim. But Avimelech and the group that was with him, Pashtu VaYamdu Pesach Shar Ha'ir. Now they went to the gate of the city. And again, different Mefarshim. Some Mefarshim say they were trying to prevent the people from coming back in. Some Mefarshim say they were trying to prevent people from the city, reinforcements from coming out and helping the people, the inhabitants of Shechem, who were in the fields. But either way, they blocked up the gate of Shechem. Ushnei HaRoshim Pashtu Al Kol HaShem Basadeh VaYakum. And the other two groups, they fought against all the other people in the field, and they defeated them in the field. Pasuk Mem Hei. And with this, we'll conclude for tonight. Avimelech nilcham ba'ir kol hayom ahu. Avimelech fought that entire day in the city of Shechem. Va'yil kodes ha'ir v'yes ha'am asher ba harag. And he defeated the city. He killed the people in the city. Va'yitotz es ha'ir. And then he destroyed the city. Right after he conquered it and killed the people, he then went and razed the city. He totally destroyed it, bulldozed it. Va'yizra'eh ha'melech. And he planted it with salt, meaning he sprinkled salt everywhere. And as the Mefarshim say, when you put salt on all the fields, it prevents the crops from growing. So he wanted to destroy the fields, that the people would not be able to replant the fields. And this was how he defeated the people of Shechem. So we'll finish Amir Tzashem the Perek next week, but we see already Yosam's curse from the beginning of the Perek is coming true, that the fire from the people of Shechem is coming out to Avimelech, and then the fire from Avimelech is coming out to the people of Shechem. Okay, Yeshikoach.